Okay. All right, so we're just going to do a quick chazar over here on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says simply, Yayin Nesach is Aser V'Oser B'Kol Shu. Okay. That's a Yayin B'Yayin. So if it's Yayin B'Yayin, right, so it's Aser B'Kol Shu. Okay, so that's the, so simply, the Mishnah is just a plain shot, sounds like it's absolute, Yayin B'Yayin is the B'Kol Shu. But Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right, we have a series of statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, but the first one is Rav Dimi says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah is, that it's not necessarily true that Yayin B'Yayin is Asur B'Mashu. It depends. And he holds that if you were pouring from a chavis, if you poured Yayin Nesach from a chavis, okay, that's going to be an important fact, from a chavis into a bor, okay, so the yayin you're pouring, basically going from Isser to Heter, right? Afilu kol yom kulu, rishon batal. So he holds what? He holds from Rishon Batal. What does Rishon Batal mean? That as it goes in, it's Batal, right? So we're assuming that we can sort of consider the part that's going in one at a time, and each time it has Shishim of the Heter to be Mevatalit. So it keeps going and becomes Batal. Okay. And plame shot is what? That you can keep doing this even though you're going to lose your shishim of heter. Right? And that's the plame shot. I think Rashi learns that way explicitly. Right? That what? That you say rishon is bottle. So even though at some point you're not going to have shishim of the heter anymore, it doesn't matter because the isser became heter, right? Okay. But so what does it mean? What does it mean that yayin nesach hazasa b'kol shu? That's only if it goes the other way, right? If what? If the heter is falling into the isser. So what does it mean it's B'Kol Shu? Because you also have Kama Kama Batal. Right? That's the way Rashi learns. Hetera Lego Isura, if Heter falls into Isser, that's Kama Kama De Hetera Batal. Right? Kama Kama De Hetera is Batal. So that's the way Rashi learns. That it's not really clear if there's anything special about Yayin Nesach over here. Right? Just sounds like he holds from the principle of Kama Kama Batal. Now certainly in terms of the Heter side, there can't be something special about Yayin Nesach. If there's anything special about Yayin Nesach, it's going to be that it's more usser than other things. Not more mutter than other things, right? But yet you see, according to Rashi, that even in terms of the Heter, he holds Kama Kama Batal. Right? He holds as the Isser is falling into the Heter slowly, we'll say each quantity of Isser becomes Heter and is able to be Mevatel, more and more Isser. Right? So it seems, it's Mashma from Rashi, it's Mashma from this pshat, that he really holds Kama Kama Batal as a principle, as a general principle.
How is it different from any other Isser? Like, what does it mean, Mashu, the other way around?
It's a good question. And that is a good question on Rashi, on this Shita. Why is it being presented like something new, something special? But that does seem to be the Shita of Rashi over here. Is that basically Rashi? And according to Rashi, it really depends on how it goes, right? Because, just shot-wise, if, for instance, let's say a whole barrel of Yayin Nesach fell into the bor, in one shot, right? It broke in the bottom. So all the yayin nesach fell into the what? Into the bor. At one shot, then what? Then what?
Then
it'll be aser. So you see clearly from Rashi that it's this, it's not a question of the shiur. It's not a question of the final shiur of iser to heter. It's a question of how it went in. Because that's how Rashi's learning. He's learning the next Mishnah that says that, well, two Mishnahs down, that says if Yayin Nesach falls into a boar, it's all aser. He's learning that talking about a chavis that fell in one shot. Whereas over here, it was poured in slowly. So in terms of the shiurim, it's the same. In both cases, the chavis is more than shishim to the bor. In both cases, the bor is less than shishim to the chavis. Right? In terms of absolute quantities, the way Rashi's learning the case is that the bor does not have shishim against the entire chavis. Right? So why does Rav Dimi say that the boar, that there will be mutter if you pour it in? And the Mishnah says it's usur if you pour it in. So Rav Dimi's talking about where you're pouring it in slowly, and the Mishnah's talking, and then kama bottle, and the next, and the second, the next, and then the Mishnah after the next one is talking about where all the yayin nesach falls in vasachas. Right? But so you see from Rashi that what? Two things. He holds kama bottle in terms of Isser will be bottle in increments and join the heter. And also what? Heter will be bottle slowly into Isser. Heter will be bottle slowly into Isser. Right? So what does that mean? Heter will be bottle into Isser. So if you have, if the bottom is containing the Yayin Nesach, right, and you're pouring slowly, what? Heter into the Yayin Nesach, right? So then, that's your case of Kol Shu. Even though, at the end of the day, you're going to have 60 times the Isser in all the Heter that was poured in, since it was poured in slowly, we say, kama bottle. And what if you threw in the entire barrel of yayin that was het there at first in one shot? Then what would be? Mutter. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Which is more surprising to you? That you say kama bottle by iser or by heter? Is what I mean to say is like this. If I told you that there's two cases. One is you start out with iser on the bottom, okay, a big tub of iser, okay, a bucket of what's it called? A bor. The bor has yayin nesach in the bottom of the bor, and I slowly pour in yayin shel heter, and as it's going in, the stream that's going in is always deemed to be less than 1/60th of the contents that are there already. Okay? So on a continuous basis, whatever goes in is bottled to what's there. Okay? So if I have, and I have two scenarios, either I'm starting out with heter on the bottom, or I'm starting out with iser on the bottom. So let's continue the iser case, right? Is that what I was doing, the iser case? Okay. I guess for the iser case, it doesn't really have to be shishim. It just has to be that you don't have shishim against it. But whatever it is. But the point is like this. As the heter is falling into the iser, it slowly is falling in. So it stays iser on the bottom. And then it's continuously falling into a rove of iser against it. But then by the end of the day, after I've poured in all of my barrel, I'll stop and I'll look back and reflect and say, how much iser and how much heter is really in that bor? And I'll say that it turns out that it really is 60 times heter to iser. Okay? So will I say, so kama bata will say, it's true at the end you have 60 times of the heter against the iser, but since it was going in slowly, right, every drop that went in became usher as it went in. So now, There's nothing to sum up at the end and say there's 60 times heter to the Isser. Of course, as it went in, it became Isser. That's one scenario. That's comma, comma, bottle. I know I keep saying Rishon, Rishon, bottle. I'm sorry. It says Rishon, Rishon, bottle. It's commonly called comma, comma, bottle. It's just, Rash is comma, comma, okay, that's the way it's referred to like in your day. So if you'll say comma, comma, bottle to the heter, that means that since the heter went in slowly and became usher as it went in, therefore we won't be able to sum up all the heter at the end and make it and be mavatal the usher, right? Because it already was usher as it went in, and that's it. What's the matter, Mayor? Good? That's one way of looking at it. That's one side. That's one application of comma, comma, bottle. That the heter is bottle as it goes in. But the other application is comma, comma, bottle to the isser. That is starting out with heter, and as the isser falls in, it's less than 1/60th. It always stays less than 1/60th of the contents that it's falling into. So as the isser falls in, it is bottle, right? And even though at the end, it turns out I have more isser than heter, it's bullet. Okay, so that's the second comma comma bottle, right? That the isser goes in and becomes bottle as it goes in. And then even though at the end, it turns out I don't have shishim against the isser anymore, it all remains heter, right? So, huh?
That's the more problematic, right?
So which is more problematic?
Missing that one, but...
So it's funny. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. I mean, we'll get to it a little later, I hope. But some Rishonim hold, you only say comma, comma, bottle by the Isser and not by the Heter. And meaning to say that if the Isser goes into the Heter slowly, when it finally reaches 60, again, 60 times the Heter, then everything becomes Mutter. Nope. When the Heter, did I say Isser? When the heter goes into the isser slowly, did I say wrong?
Yeah.
No. When the heter goes into the isser slowly, when it finds, it'll be usser until it hits shishim, but once it hits shishim, everything will be mutter. Why? Why? What's that?
You don't have Thomas anymore.
Because they say, yeah.
That team combat doesn't work.
Why?
Because it's all being inspired to the shir.
Because they hold there's no idea of bittel of heter.
What's the point of comma?
That's right. They say there's no such thing as comma, comma, bottle by heter. Not disagreeing with Rashi. But they hold you need to have a process of bittel to say comma, comma, bottle. When I have Isser mixed in with Heter, and there's not enough of the Heter to be Mevatel, the Isser, do I say the Heter is Usser because of Bittel, because it's Bottle to the Isser? No, not Bottle to the Isser. It's just not sufficient Heter to be Mevatel, the Isser. Bittel is a one-way street. So when I don't have enough Heter, it's not that the Heter is Bottle to the Isser. It's just that... it's not able to be mevatel the. It's just that now I have a tarovas of Isser and Heter together, so I can't have the Heter.
So do you have Heter and Sarah for Isser?
But hold on. But if I have Isser falling into Heter, so that's a legitimate process of Bittel. So now I can keep going with my Bittel. You know what I mean? The point is, this is the Rambam sheet over here, that if you hold. You can say comma, comma, bottle by Isser into Heter because there's a genuine bittel by Isser into Heter. But by Heter into Isser, there's no need for a bittel. You don't say that the Heter is Usser because it's bottle to the Isser. You say the Heter is Usser because there's Heter and Isser mixed together and you just can't have the Isser. And every time you try to have the Heter, you're going to have the Isser too. So it's not a bittel at all. Let me ask a question. Let me put you like this. If I tell you I have 50-50 Heter and Isser mixed together, and I ask you, can I drink it? Right? So what would you say?
No.
You'd say no. And then if I ask you why, Jonah, what would you say? Because there's Isser in there. Because there's this, half of what you're drinking is Isser, right? Half of what you're drinking is Isser. So of course you can't drink it. So do I ever have to make recourse to any concept of bittel? No. There's no bittel would not come up in the conversation. I wouldn't say you can't have that because the heter is bittel in there. It's not necessary to say bittel. As long as there is Isser with the heter, that's all I need. I don't need to nullify the heter to make it usser to eat. I just have to have the presence of Isser in order to make it usser to eat, right? But if I say to you, I have a glass of kosher food, I have kosher food, and one tiny drop of Isser fell in, and it's 60 times less than the heter, and I say, can I eat it now? What would you say? You say, yes. And I'd say, why? What about the fact that there's Isser in there? Jonah? Bottle. So that means to say that when Isser falls into heter, there's a process of bittel that takes place. Right? When a small amount of Isser falls into heter, the reason why it's mutter is because of bittel. And I can snowball the bittel. I can just keep snowballing it. Is that a term? No. Sure, why not? It can snowball. So it'll keep getting bigger and bigger. The bittel will keep gaining strength and momentum, right? And it'll just crush everything in its path eventually. All right, getting carried away. But anyway, but if I had the Isser on the bottom and a little bit of heter fell in, there's no bittel to begin with. So then it's just a matter that my Isser is still there, and I don't have enough, I just don't have enough heter to create bittel, but no bittel has taken place, nothing has started for me to continue. You understand? So then I'll just say, okay, when it reaches the shear of bittel, then bittel kicks in. When it doesn't, basically I have Isser and heter mixed in until the heter is so great that it'll be mevatel the Isser. So in truth, the more surprising side is to say kama bottle by heter. To say that the but this I'm just saying in theory, it's the more surprising side. Unless you're really gonna try to get me on something, yeah. What are you gonna try to get me on, Sprung?
Like, what kind of principle is that it works when it's convenient for you and it doesn't work when it's
convenient? That's a good principle. I like that kind of principle. I'm just saying don't think about Chaticha Nastavela right now. Okay, do me a favor. That's all I'm asking you. Yes, Brian? What kind of a principle is it? No, it's a good principle because the principle works when there's a process. It's a principle that's based on a process of bittel. But if there's no process of bittel, then there's nothing to talk about.
Isn't bittel like a way we define mixtures? Why is it working when you want it to and not working when you don't want it to?
Because they're learning bittel is a reality. Bittel is a halachic reality that negates the presence of Isser. It negates. So what was negated remains negated. But when I have Isser and Heter mixed together, neither is negating the other. When I don't have bittel, when I just have a mixture of Isser and Heter, and I can't eat it, there's no process of negation going on. It's just a process. It just means to say the Isser is present. In order to have the heter, I have to negate the Isser. In order to not have the heter, I just have to say that that the Isser is present. So they hold kama bottle means that they take it very seriously. They take the negation of the Isser seriously. And they say when the drop fell in and it was negated, that's a permanently shifted sides. That's the theory of kama bottle.
In terms of like the detectability of Tom.
Okay, Tom. Let's. Okay, so to satisfy Sprung, let's take it out of the cases of Tom. Okay, can we do that? Will that be fair? Will that settle the problem for now? It's yayin b'yayin. You're not going to taste anything. It's all min b'mino. Okay, it's a good concern you have. I'm not belittling the concern, but let's just, in theory, we can keep it clean and limit it to min bimino, because that's the cases we're dealing with right now. We'll see. Not everybody wants to hold you have to limit it, but that certainly is the most tolerable form of the principle, right? When there's no you'll never be able to taste Isser per se. It all has the same taste. But anyway, but my point is just I'm just trying to point out one thing, and that is that it could be that Rashi holds in general min bimino in general kama kama bottle, right? And then our question is, so what's the chiddush by Yayin Nesach? So it could be that he holds the chiddush by Yayin Nesach is that we say kama kama bottle on the heter side. That's a chumrah. We're looking for a chumrah for Yayin Nesach. Chumrah for Yayin Nesach is that in most cases, when heter falls into Isser slowly, it will eventually overpower the Isser. But by Yayin Nesach, we don't say that. We make a kama kama bottle of chumrah. Now the kama kama bottle of the yayin into the iser into the heter, that's obviously me'ikar adin. There's no idea of a kula by yayin esa. But a chumrah would be the other way, that even though at the end I get more iser, I have more heter than iser. But since it went in slowly, it remains usher. That's the kol shu. Means even though at the end I'll have 100 times of heter to iser, so that's called the kol shu of iser, since it went in kama kama bottle, it's usher. Right? All right, so anyway, the sugi is going to take. There are a couple of shitas in the Gemara, and then a couple of different shitas in the Rishonim. We're not going to go through all of them, but we see Rashi holds. Rashi's learning the Gemara comma comma bottle both ways, right? But Rabbeinu Tam is interesting, and that means. Like I said last time we started, so you got to try to figure out what is normal and what is exceptional. Right? What's normal in terms of their general ideas of Taroves, and what is exceptional to Yayin Nesach? So we can say for sure, according to Rashi, if he holds that the Heter will be Mevatel the Isser, kama kama bottle, even though. You don't have, even though in the end, you don't have shishim of the heter against the iser, right? If he holds that way by Yayin Nesach, then he certainly holds that way by other things. And Gilgan Hashas quotes like a few other cases where Rashi says a similar thing. So anyway, but take a look at Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam did not like this idea. Did not like this idea at all. In any way. Take a look. So you can go through the Tosus, but the Rush is just easier. So the Rush is on Chaf Ches in the Gemara part. He says, "Vim Tomar Maishna Meha Damar Perak Bameh Isha." All right, they don't have exactly the same questions, but a couple of the same questions. So this is a good case. Ready? I think we mentioned this once before. It says like this: She'ein Tovlin Bin Naharos Biyomei Nisa. Right, that you're not allowed to be tovel in a river in the springtime. D'chayshin on shema rabu notfin ala zochlin. Z'ein on metarin b'zechilo. Yeah, what does that mean? Anybody remember what that means? Okay, so once again, basically like this, that there are two forms of tara. There are two entities of tara. There's a mikvah and there's a mayan, okay. A mikvah is a still body of water, right? Rainwater, for instance, that was collected and is still. And a river and a mayan is a flowing river, okay. So the halach is that a mikvah is only kosher if it's still. You can't have a flowing mikvah. There's no such thing as a flowing mikvah. Mikvah is only matar if it's still. That's the word, mikveh mayim. So the shaila comes up if there's like a crack in the mikvah and the water is pouring out. So even though you have a thousand saw, but if it's a big enough crack that's considered now that the water in the mikveh is flowing, it's no good. It has to be a stationary body of water to be mikveh. Whereas a river is by definition flowing, right? So if you're in what's considered to be the river, then it's kasher bezochlin. If you're not in the river, it has to be still. So you would think it's fairly obvious to know if you're in a river or not, but it's not. It's not that obvious. Because what happens if it's it's in the springtime? So in the springtime, the river swells because of rain. Okay, rain runoff from snow, whatever it is. Rainwater swells the banks of the river. So now it turns out that your river is flowing with water that's not really part of the river. Does that make sense?
Why is it not part of the river?
Because it's not coming from what's considered the source of the river. It's runoff from elsewhere.
Aren't a lot of rivers forming now?
Yeah, so those rivers wouldn't be good. In other words, whatever the exact metzius is, whatever you find at the head of the river, that's considered the source of the river. That's considered the river itself. Okay. Halachically speaking, there's the river itself, and that's like what's considered the steady flow of water. And then there is the seasonal swelling of the river. Okay. Only the river itself is kosher bezochlin. But if you had a big storm, and water, that's rainwater. That's not considered mayan water. That's considered stam rainwater. So now all you have is rainwater rushing. But rushing rainwater is not kosher for mikveh. Rainwater is only going to be kosher if it's still. River water is mayan water is kosher as zochlin. But not rainwater. You'd have to collect the rainwater and contain it in a pool that's still. Okay. So there's a sheet like that. But the question is like this. So it's very it's true that the rainwater can't be done bezochlin. Notfin is not the shema rabu notfin al zochlin. That means maybe the drips overpower the running water, right? And the notfin can't be bezechila. You can't go into running rainwater. But why don't you say kama bottle? Why don't you say as the rain is falling and slowly adding to the river, it's bottle into the river? That's his kasha. So if you really hold kama bottle, so what do you mean? What do you mean maybe there's more running water than rain? Maybe there's more rainwater than river water. Who cares? It fell in slowly. And as it fell in, it was bottle. Bittel applies to everything, practically, right? Bittel is not just by Isser, not just by Achila. Bittel is by this too. If I have rove river water, then the rain water is bottle. So it's definitely falling in slowly. It's definitely not coming in one shot rove against the river water. So why don't you say kama bottle? So you see that what? If it was less than rove, it would be good. But the minute it gets to more than rove, it's all no good. So it was bottle when it was less than rove. Yeah. Then when it gets to more than rove is no good. So that means we don't say kama bottle. Clear? V'chein v'perekan no dimin ayerek. Botzel she'ikro v'shvias v'shaslo b'shminas. So let's say it was growing in the Shvius year, okay? So that's in the Shemitah year. But then, and you pull it out, right? And then you put it back in the Shemitah year. So in other words, it means to say that the first part of it is Aser, and whatever grows after it is Mutter, because it's already in the Shemitah. Right? So you have the vegetable that it grew a certain degree in Iser, a certain amount of it grew by Iser. And then you replanted it in a different year. So now whatever grows mikan laba is heter. So the Gemara says, so he says, rabu gidulim alikaro mutter. So if what grew If what grew now is rove over what it was before, if it basically more than doubled in size, so then it's, then the iser is batel and it's mutter. V'chein kilayim. So too by kilayim. If you have something that grew be'iser, kilayim, and then you got rid of the kilayim, and it grew in size to be 200 times the original shear, it's mutter. So what does that show you?
You don't say
kama kama batel. So he gives two cases of kama kama batel. We don't say, right? We don't say it in terms of iser and teheter, and we don't say it in terms of heter and tisser. Right? The river that's running is considered like the heter. So the running river is kasher. The rainwater is like the iser. We don't say, since the rainwater is falling into the river slowly, we don't say since the iser is falling into the heter slowly, it's kama kama batel. Right? That's the first case. And the second case is heter falling into iser. We don't say that I have a fruit, I have a vegetable that grew bikilayim. Okay? We don't say that every little bit that grows now beheter becomes batel to the iser. We say no, once it reaches a shear of 200 to 1, it's mutter. That only can be if we don't say kama kama batel. So he's showing you in both ways there are clear rayas that we don't say kama kama batel. We don't say that the heter becomes batel in the iser, and we don't say that the iser becomes batel in the heter. We just stand back and we wait for things to be done, and we measure them at the end. We don't care about how they have. We don't say, well, look, it's true that the fruit now is rove heter, but it grew slowly. So every little bit that grew was not rove heter. Every little bit that grew was batel. We don't say that. We say, look, it's true. It grew. The fruit definitely grew slowly, but we don't care. We say, yeah. Before it was rove heter, everything was usser because he didn't have a shear of bittel. But once he hit rove heter, now it's all mutter. How? Because we don't say kama kama batel, right? Kama kama batel means seriously kama kama batel. It means it becomes part of the other the entity. If I held kama kama batel, then the river would not be a problem, and the fruit would never be mutter.
Fruit is akin to the tarvos we're talking about.
Yeah. Different case.
The fruit.
Yeah. Is kama kama batel, I mean, you don't really have, you can't really differentiate between like a barrel falling in all at once and there's only one way for a thing to grow.
Right. So you see though that we still, but it definitely is growing slowly, and it's definitely telling you it's usser when it's usser until it has the shear of bittel in the fruit of the new growth to the old growth. So before that it's usser. So at some point everything switched over. At some point, let's put it this way. You don't say as the iser is added to the heter, it becomes iser. We say it's just waiting for the shear of heter to complete to be mevatel the iser. But kama kama batel tells you the other thing. Kama kama batel tells you dafka the other way. That as each increment is added, it becomes part of what it's added to. And then it can't just wake up one day and turn around and say, it's all heter. Right? You're only going to have a problem understanding what I'm saying if you don't really take kama kama batel seriously. Right? The principle is serious. So he's showing you that the principle doesn't apply. Two cases. But that's why he took two cases of here. One is for iser and one is for heter. So Rabbeinu Tam was so took these questions so seriously. He said,
"Where do you see this Rabbeinu Tam?"
V'tirs Rabbeinu Tam. There we go. Dehadikama Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Batel Lo Sheyavatel Liolam. He said, "No, you're taking it too seriously. That's your problem. You're taking Kama Kama Batel too seriously. He doesn't mean that it's forever Batel." Elahu batel ad sheyipol min hayayin kol kach shelo yehe be'et hashishim v'vatel yayin haser. That's all he means. All he means is that when the heter falls into the is, which case? When the iser falls into the heter, he doesn't really mean that the iser keeps becoming heter. He just means when you lose shishim, then everything becomes aser. As long as you have shishim, it's good. And when you don't have shishim, it's no good. That's a good question. Vahashto havidumyo de'enon betelen de'enach de'betelen mitchila ad shiyis rabe. Now it's like the other cases. Now all the cases are the same. That they're, it's dumyo de'enach, it's dumyo to the other cases. That, yeah, they're bottle until they become rov. The koi Rabbi Yochanan amasnis in diketoni yayin nesech aser bekol shehu. Ko'omar dehani mili dinofel hetera lego isura. When did he? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? What's he? What is he? How is he explaining the Mishnah that yayin nesech is aser bekol shehu? That's dafka when heter falls into iser. Of all nofal iser lego hetera, rishon rishon batal, ad she yisraba iser shlo yuchal levatal b'shishim. V'im tomer lomer hiskir shem bittel, and maybe you'll ask this question, so why does he say bittel if he doesn't mean bittel? Right? It's a good question. You should just say it's mutter, right? Ela she'ein iser machmas mi'uto. It doesn't really mean bittel. It just means it's not usher because it's so small. It doesn't really mean something is happening. Hocha havele lememar. Lo shanu ela she'nofal heter letoch iser. This is really what the Mishnah should say. This is what Rabbi Yochanan should say. It's only true when what? When the heter falls into the iser. Right? But of all nofel iser l'toch heter ain aser ela ad kidei nesinas tam. That's all it should say. He should just say that if iser falls into heter, it's not aser until it reaches the shear of nesinas tam. Why does he say when iser falls into heter it's batal, kama kama batal, rishon rishon batal? It doesn't really mean that. Yesh lomer d'nakat ha'lishna d'ha'ma'ara mechavis rishon rishon batol la'ashma'inan dafka chavis d'lo nofish amudeha kuli hai. Okay, let's go through the facts. Right? Let's at least get the facts straight. So he's saying that what? He's saying, his question now is like this. I'm hiding, a little bit has to be explained more. You'll see. If you're slightly confused, there's probably a good reason for that. So just let it go, okay? Let it go, and let's just follow him through, and we'll get his whole sheet done, then we'll have time to think about it. So what's his question now? His question is like this. He's focusing on... He let one thing slip by, and what is that? That for some reason he's saying when the heter falls into the iser, he does hold kama kama buckle in some sense. Right? He did say that. Because he says that's exact. Otherwise, there's no chiddush of yayin nesach, right? That's similar to what I was saying before. Rashi, see the pilpuli charifta mentions that. He says dim loki ma chiddush aslashmina. What's the chiddush? So definitely Rabbeinu Tam agrees that when heter falls into iser, it's kama kama bottle, and it's a problem. Even when it gets to the kol shul, even when it surpasses kol shul, even when it passes the shear of shishim. Right, even though the heter eventually becomes shishim, that's too late, it's too bad. But there's another thing he's saying over here, and that is, he's also bothered by another problem. Why does Rabbi Yochanan refer to it as kama kama batal when the iser is falling into the heter? That's what bothers him. Why does he say that as the iser falls into the heter, it's batal slowly? That's not what he means. He really just means it's not usher until the shear of Nesinas Tam. Why use such extravagant language that implies some phenomenon that's taking place in a cumulative sense, when all it really means is that it's not usur as long as there's no sinas tam. So here's his chiddush. He says, because he's taking a specific case of chavis, right? Remember I told you chavis is going to be important. He says, ha-ma'ara me-chavis rishon batal. That teaches you only a chavis. If a chavis, if the person pours from a chavis into the bor, then it won't aser, provided there's no tam, provided there's no shear of tam. Why? The lo nofish amudeha kulihai. Right? You saw further in the Gemara? What does it mean, nofish amudeha? The stream is not that big. Shepi achavis tsar. The opening of the chavis is narrow. The afogav the nafish meet tzartzor, even though it's bigger than the tzartzor, which is the other shita, right, the next shita. Aval me gigis the nafish amudea tvei, lo omar kama kama batol, afilu yesh beheter shishim levat la kiluach. Vahainu chumr diyainesach yoser misharisur. So he says, that's really what Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rav Dimi was coming to teach you. That if you pour from a chavis, okay, then as long as you don't have shishim, as long as you have shishim against the iser, everything will be fine. But if you pour it from a gigas that's got a massive stream, even though you have shishim of the heter against the iser, it's usher. Crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, and it doesn't give a shear for the stream.
Big.
Bigger.
And that is the chumra of Yayin Esach. So it comes out two chumras, ready? Dibishar isurim li olam mutter ad shiyehe bi iser kedei litein tam beheter. In regular isurim, right? In regular isurim, like, I don't know, some type of oil, chelev. So in regular isurim, I'm just trying to think of liquid cases. In regular isurim is what? Milk, treif milk. You'll say that it'll always be mutter until the point that the isur is kedei litein tam beheter. Right? Whenever I have regular cases of isur and heter, that's all I'm concerned about. Do I have shishim against the isur? If I do, it'll be mutter. Avol b'yayin nesach ha-ma'ara mi-gigis ose b'kolshu. But b'yayin nesach, if I'm pouring from a giant barrel, a vat, a gigis is like a vat. A barrel, a chavis is like a barrel, and the tzartzor is like a little flask of some sort. Right? If I'm pouring from the vat, according to this shita, even though what goes in is less than shishim, one hundredth of the total, since it's coming from this big thing, it's all usher. That's one thing. Vegam beheter lego isura. That's the case of iser into heter. But there's also a chumra of heter into iser. Chomer yayin nesach mishari surim. Dibi yayin nesach kama kama bottle. By yayin nesach the heter is bottle. Right? Afilu nisraba heter. Even though at the end the heter is greater. V'yesh shishim levatel ha'iser. V'ilu b'shari surim im nisraba ha'heter v'yesh bo shishim ni'ur me'isuro u'mevatel ha'iser. But by shari surim, if as long as the heter eventually is the greater one, it'll be mevatel ha'iser. So let's just sum up. Let's just sum up the facts. Okay, we have to think about what's going on over here. But factually speaking, Rabbeinu Tam holds, never holds from kama kama batal in anything. Notice his baseline, his norm, is we never say kama kama batal. It's not something we say. His rayas are from the river and from the fruits. So that's not part of his standard yardea. Kama kama batal is not part of the standard halachas of yardea. And there are two chumras by Yayin Esach. What are the two chumras by Yayin Esach? One is that if a very large stream of Yayin Isser falls into Heter, even though there's Shishim against it, it's Usser. And the second Chumra is that if Heter falls into Isser slowly, we will say Kama Kama Bachel. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. So just to start us off, though, a little bit, what is this idea of the Nafesh Nafesh Amudea? What is that even talking about? Right. You have to be. The rush is fairly clear over here that it's only because it's falling in slowly. If a huge quantity of Heter fell in at once, it would definitely be Batel. The Isser would be Batel. It's only because of Kama Kama Batel. And Pashtus is, I mean, he doesn't spell it out, but Pashtus is that he's learning that it's an inyan of that a Gigas, the Nafesh Amudeo, has to do something with Chashivas.
Can you have that? That's relevant to
Bittel.
By just a quantity?
We have to think it through. Is what are the? I mean, the question is: do these two chumras have any relationship to each other? You know what I mean? What is? Is there like an underlying chumra of Yayin Nesach that somehow is being expressed in these two things? All right. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Okay. So we'll try to define that for tomorrow, and then we'll go into the Ran, who has a few other ways of looking at things. Okay, and namely, we'll see the Rambam has a different sheet on this. Okay.